As much as we can do to that together, we should do it for this.
Nunches,
58b. That's right. King Sam Hashem is Nasha Zika. We're going to go through the Gemara, Rashi, Tosu. King Sam Hashem is Nasha Zika. Menani Midi. Then what do we say? We work out. You never pay according to the exact damage it did, but rather you base it on another field. Menani Midi, how do we know? Yeah, you ask, you know what Mem Nun He Mem stands for? Menani Midi. How do we know that you base that on another field, that you don't pay according to the exact damage? Amar Matna, when Matna says Amar Kral, the apostle says V'er B'se'achir. The animal devours in another field. Why are we talking about in another field? It's coming to time that you evaluate it based on another field. Pay the Gemara. Hi, Ovia, Mr. Akel. We buy the application to Abim. This Ovia, Mr. Akel, the divine and other fields, that we need the application to Abim to say that you're not chayiv if it's in Rishus Rabim. So how can we learn that it tells me that you base the Tashkumim based on other fields? We already need it to tell me the din of that Shen is Potter Rishus Rabim in Cain. If that's true, it was come tell me Shen is Potter Rishus Rabim, Nitzav Achmon Aviyah Bistei Chaveri. If Shas come tell me that has to be in your friend's field, say Chaveri. Binami stay acher. My biste acher. So shaman agav stay acher. You evaluate the basement in other fields. So here we know it. We know that you evaluate the basement in other fields. Maybe the whole pasuk is coming to tell me that din. Maybe the whole pasuk is coming to tell me that we estimate it based on another field. That focus on Rabim and all. And how do we know that you are potter in Rishus Rabim to exclude Rishus Rabim? That focus excludes to exclude Rishus Rabim and all. In Cain, if that's true, that it's come to exclude Rishus Rabim, Lichtaverach Monagal Tashlumim. Why doesn't it say this business of Bisteache in the part of the pasuk that refers to payments? Dayo. The pasuk says, "Meitiv Sadeu, Meitiv Kamoi, Yishani." No, we don't have a chumash on us. Ki Yaveis Sadeu Echem Uviyah Bisteache Meitiv Sadeu or Meitiv Kamoi Yishani. That's the pasuk, right? Ki Yaveish is Viyoy Uviyah Bisteache Meitiv Kamoi Meitiv Sadeu Meitiv Kamoi Yishani. Shkoyach, right? The pasuk then, if we just translate the words Ki Yaveish Deachem, he sends out his animal to the field. Uviyah Bisteache, and it devours another person's field. Meitiv Sadeu Meitiv Kamoi Yishani. But how much do you pay? You pay Meitiv. Now if the whole point of a via b'se'ache is just come to tell me that you assess it based on another field, so it's to do with the payment. It's not to do with where it damaged, but it's to do with the payment. And you assess the payment based on another, assess the damage based on another field. So it should say, Meitiv Sadeu, or Meitiv Kamoi, the Meitiv you should pay, Shalem, b'se'ache, based on another field. If the whole point of b'se'ache is just come tell me how to assess the damages, so it should be in the part to do with payments. Meitiv Sadeu, Meitiv Kamoi, Shalem, b'se'ache, that you should pay based on another field. But the apostle doesn't say that. The apostle says, where it devoured. It devoured in another person's field. So the positioning of the words of via b'se'achem is revealing to us that it's telling you right where it did the damage. So there's two things. The wording of the pasuk via b'se'achem, the wording of the pasuk the b'se'achem comes to tell us how to assess damages. But the positioning of the pasuk, uviyah b'se'achem, together with the damages, where it damaged, he's going to tell me that you're potter in Rishus Rabbah. So there's two things we learn out from the pasuk. Let's just read that inside. Ve'ema, let's go back. Ve'ema kulei lehoch yudah also. Maybe, you see where I'm holding? I went back to like 7 lines down. Ve'ema kulei lehoch yudah also. Maybe the whole thing is coming to tell me how to assess damages. How do I know that you're excluded, you're not your potter in Rishus Rabbah? In Cain, says Gemara, in Cain, if the whole point of the pasuk comes to assess how to assess damages, let's say I want to get the shulim. He should have said my shulim. He should have said you or made him come. He should have said steyache. He should have said steyache after the word made him say made him come. Sure. Where would you like me to slow down from?
No, Im Cain.
Licht weg one gab the sumim. It should have said these words, say okay, regarding the payment that was. That's the quote of the Pasuk. Mesa Sadeu. That's how the Apostle should have said it. That Meitav Sadeu, Meitav Kamo, you should pay Pisteacher based on other fields. Lomeli, because the Achmona Gabi Uvia. Why is it said the words Pisteacher earlier on regarding the word Uvia Pisteacher? Shraminat, come tell me two things. Come tell me, A, the positioning is telling me that you're positioning Shusravim, and B, the wording has come to tell me that you are, that you have to assess the damages based on other fields. Okay, that comes easy. So the Gemara, Eicha Shamino. The Gemara asked a very cryptic question. How do you assess damages? We said that you do it b'steache. So how do you do it? How do you assess damages? So anyone who learns this Gemara is very, very troubled. Why? So the Mishnah said them at first. Everyone go back to the Mishnah and then hey on the day. The Mishnah says, Kikim Shalem is much as Zika. How do you work out the damages? Shamin Beisol. Beisol. You take a Beisol in that field and you see how much the Beisol was worth beforehand and how much the Beisol is worth now. I mean, he damaged a little bit in a Beisol. So you work out how much the Beisol was worth beforehand and how much the Beisol is worth now. So what's the Gemara asking now? How do you work it out? The Mishnah said it at first. Sure, a good question or not?
Sounds like, yeah.
That's a bit similar to the other people. Sounds like a good question. No, the Gemara's asking question. Here, Fishamino. Mishnah told you, here, Fishamino. Take a saw. You look how much the Aruga was, but how much the Aruga affected the price, how much it was worth before, and how much it's worth now. So what's the Gemara asking? This is after Chazor, so now you can help out. Maybe there's no mention of Shishim. Who told me there's a din of Shishim? Yeah, that's the Gemara's answer to the question. The question was, what was the question? Heichas Shemino. The Mishnah said Heichas Shemino. You see, you look at the Beisol and you see how much the Beisol was worth before and how much the Beisol was worth after you had the Aruga. And that's how you work out the damages. No? We're expecting answers from the Tzibur. Yeah. Why is the Gemara asking a question? Heichas Shemino. We know it's already from the Mishnah.
According to Rashi, we need to explain how to get to the value of a
sign. Very good, thank you very much. According to Rashi, you're right, the Mishnah told me how to work out how much the base saw got damaged, but how much does the base saw cost? How much does the base saw cost? That's going to be, then we'll be able to know the Mishnah. But first we need to know how much the base saw costs.
Why would it be such a difference to what the market value is for the
sign? Because it's not realistic. Because people are, normal people won't buy a Beis Tor.
How do you pay
from land value? How do I pay? No, because only if Shimon said you pay based on the produce. Ochla, pays Gemurim, Shemes pays Gemurim. But the Tanna Kamma didn't say that. The Tanna Kamma said that it's to do with the fields, Beis Tor.
Not every field has a
Bishtar.
Not everybody owns a Bishtar.
Yeah,
Bishtar
is an
amazing. Look at the Bishtar. No, you own only a Ruta. Look at the value of a Bishtar.
determine the Saruga is worth, right?
Right.
So it's not, even if I were to say that, I'm going to go based on market value just as a Moses, it's not exactly like what I should have said.
Right.
Because I would have thought, even comparing the Gurim, I would do that. Shika of looking at a base Seah as opposed to looking at one Korean done. I would understand what the Shimon say, take a look at the quantity of carrots that you it's like a wholesale price.
So base size is,
you know, not. Even if I damage a little bit, I'm always going to apply it towards the market value of the base Seah to get all the
price. I but it's not base size is ground. Base is ground. Base is the ground. Base is the ground.
The produce on a base.
So talk about a star. Or talk about a lot of star, you know, however many it is. Don't talk about base. Right. Yeah, it's a market price, but it's not realistic because poor people will pay a lot for it, and just because they're pushed in a corner, it's not the real price.
It's not the land value,
the land value.
The land value. The land value is something to say.
How much damage happened to that land? Since it's not fully grown yet, you damage the land. Right. So how much will that affect the price of the land? If somebody buys such a field, how much will you knock it down because it's got produce to be eaten? Not very much, but that's how it
could be a standard price for being sold. That's one, a single one comes, but you know, the base oil is £100 a base oil.
Okay.
Normally it's 30, 50, 60 base oil is a lot. You look for it. When the odd one, the little odd one here, the single one selling, it goes higher because the big fat everybody wants is
right.
That's not the base price. That's a premium price.
Right, that's why the
commodity. We've got a lot which is a huge amount that can't sell, so we're going to sell it to the rest. It still was a bit, could be a base price.
Right, that's why the commodity is going to say that you work out 60 and then you divide it by 60.
You might not have to do that by the base price.
The base price is like. The commodity is going to say. That is the base price. You take 60 and divide it by 60. That is the base price. So.
More questions. Why do you have to give a reason if all three sheeters are left over the skin? The left over the skin is 60? Rules? You know what those
are? I said we could say that. There's not other nothing. Yeah, so the same as a bit of the system and things like that. They're also something. But Allah HaMashiach and Sina would be the easiest way. Except it's a bit of a problem that you're not normally a machlikis with Allah HaMashiach and Sina. Not normally a machlikis. But the Irish and Sina is Allah HaMashiach and Sina. So, hey Khashmin, how do we work it out? So how do we work out, according to Rashi, how do we work out the value of a Beisah? Says the Gemara, maybe it's a finina sabbishish misoim. You take how much 60 star costs, and you divide it by 60, and that is the base price for your base star. That's the first stage. First stage, you see, it says on the board, on the left hand, on the right hand side for you. The stage one is evaluation of a base star. How do you do that? You work out to come to Yisrachnina, you work out how much 60 size divided by 60, and that is the valuation of the Yisrach. Page 2 is then the Mishnah, you see how much the damage affected that base. So, Ebiyana Emar, Tarkov, Shishin, Tarkovim. It's not a saw, Shishin, so I'm but Tarkov is half a saw in 60, half saw, which is 30 saw, that will give you then a value of a Tarkov, you times it by 2 gives you the value of a saw, that's the value of a saw, and then you see that's stage 1. And stage 2 is you work out how much damage happened to that. Chizki Amar Klach V'Shishim Kolochim. Chizki is clinical on everything that we just said. Chizki says there is no such thing as a two-stage. There's no two stages of well. There's one stage. You look at what damaged and you say how much did that affect a field which contains 60 times that amount. That's Chizkiya.
1 minute. The Mishnah says you look how much you look before and how much you have.
Mm-hmm.
How can you say that?
How can Chizkiya say what he says? Because Chizkiya says that you look at a Y edge, you then times that by 60, and you say how much was the 60 worth before and how much is it worth after. Oh, even if it's not a Beis Tor, right? It's nothing to do with Beis Tor, according to this. Because according to Rashi, he didn't eat a Beis Tor. How much does the animal eat? An aruga, a small patch. So that's going to be one of Tesla's questions. One of Tesla's questions on Rashi was, according to Kiske, why is the Mishnah say so? It's nothing to do with so. According to Beis Rachanina and according to Rihanna, it's good. Because we're working out a Beis Tor, how much the Beis Tor was damaged before and after. According to Kiske, it's difficult.
Picking up on John's point, that here we must be talking about a field with produce.
We're talking about a field with produce, yeah.
If there was nothing there, it couldn't eat anything.
Right. Yeah, how much this field that had produce on would have been affected by devalued, very good words, by the damage to the animal X. Very good, that is Shittas Rashi. Have you got clear Shittas Rashi? Is everyone clear with it? Don't all shout out at once. So yeah, Yossi, you've been volunteered to tell us Shittas Rashi. Shittas Gemara, whatever the pshat we just now said. What does the Gemara mean by Hechi Shamino?
Mm-hmm.
What does the Gemara mean by the question?
How do you figure out the price of the
beast saw? Quite right. How do you work out the price of the beast saw? Not how do you work out the damage done by the fact the animal ate. Rather, how do you work out the price of the beast saw? And as a saw, you don't pay the price, the actual price is. The Rashi told us, "Hey, to Shamina the beast saw, the season shkerch the yossi." Saw b'shishim soin, high beis saw. This beis saw, the k'toni b'masisin, that says in the Mishnah, for b'shvil, you have to remember these words, aruga achas. It ate an aruga, did not eat a beis saw. Didn't eat a beis saw, did not eat a beis saw, right? But rather, it ate an aruga. An aruga means a small patch. Shomin beis saw, because of a aruga achas, you have to say a beis saw. You don't work it out based on its own demachishin only the mazik, because you're going to be causing the mazik a loss. Why? Because your beis saw him cares for yeke. Because beis saw is very, very expensive. Because it's only a small amount. Being motzunim mocher, and people don't normally sell it. But oni shein yode masteges, and a poor person who can't afford, he can't afford this meikas gedoyla for a large amount of land. He'll buy it more than it's worth. The kirachas aruga shall kavo yike bayim a kirachas. A bold patch of an aruga of kav oikabayim chosiv leifidomov. I'm still not clear how do you read these four words. Chosiv leifidomov.
According to that value, the high value.
Right, that's one way of learning it. This damage, you'll evaluate the fidomov of the. Inflated price. That's one way of reading it. Possibly Fidomov is going to be worked out according to that inflated price, which isn't right. The other way of learning is that Possibly Fidomov means it will be its real price. Because since the base store is going to be much more expensive, so then it'll turn out the wheat will be much more expensive, and therefore turn out that you ended up paying the full price for the wheat, which is not what the Torah wants. But I'm going with the first chat first, I think that's more correct. Chosiv loy the feed domov of the base store. Ela shomin shishim soin. You estimate, so you don't do it like that. Elo, shovin shishin shom, you estimate 60 star, come on, shovin, how much it was worth. V'royin kama domi magin b'isan, then you work out how much the b'isan is worth. V'choyzim shomin, and then afterwards we estimate kama nifkusu domo, how much it got distracted, it's real kirachas ugezu, because of the bold, small patch. This one. Okay? So Rashi now got a question. why do we do it this way? Why don't we just say, let's look how Matarugo affected the big field of 60. So, why do we do this here? Work out how much of Esau is, and then work out how much Arugo affected the stock. Why don't we just look at Arugo, how much affected 60 stocks? It says, Rashi, in terms of Lomoske Beisau, why is it mentioned Bechlal Beisau? Why don't we just do that estimation? No, Shemaya Shalom is Chela Aruga Veshishim Soin, because if they would have estimated originally the Aruga in 60 saw, come all Yofin, how much it was worth, come in Yofin, how much is worth now? Loyim is Shalom Klum. Well, not anything. Shein Kirachas Aruga Ktano. Because a small aruga is not nikeret, is not recognizable with 60 tzayim in such a big area of 60 tzar of a beisar nikeret, but in a beisar is noticeable. So Rashi has a castle. Why do you do two stages? Just do one stage. That's because if you have a field of 60 tzar, then 60 tzar, you know how much it is. Yeah, it's a 50 amos and 50 amos is a tzar. So 60 tzar is
huge.
It's huge. And he only has a tiny bit of it. So maybe that people, when they look at such a field, they'll hardly notice that a little bit is missing. So therefore the nizik will lose out. The nizik will lose out. Tarkav is in Tarkavim, says Rashi. Shlishin, Soin, Shomin, relationship. To work out, it's based on 30, so not 60. Why? Because if you turn 60, you gain much better than Nizek. The Nizek will lose out. Why? Because 60, nobody buys. 60 is so big that no one buys. Well, not so big. But we'll see. Shinkain and Mitsuyan and Shishim so might. The Fishim Ruben ain't old and baby. An average guy cannot afford it. It's too big for an average guy. But it's too small for a wealthy guy. So you've got an area, it's a Ben Ashmosh, it's type of field that nobody's going to buy the club. Since everyone will buy it, therefore the price of it is very much. And therefore, the Nizek will be losing out because we'll be working everything out based on a value which is much less than the reality price.
Back in the day, there was no such thing as a middle class. Like really, really wealthy people and everybody else. So they're just wondering why isn't there somebody who can buy this? Because you look back,
There was a Beinoni, but I guess you're saying middle class meaning
the people were getting by, right. They weren't wealthy.
Right, I hear. Clark Vishism. Clarkim, who was this opinion as he was holding in the Gemara? Chizkiah, very good. Chizkiah, you get a prize, I'm sure. Clark Vishism, Clark also a prize, you can read the Rashi. So let's say you had 2 saw. So you'll work out a field of 120 saw. How much does 2 saw affect a field of 120 saw? About 380. Well, half?
160.
160. Right.
Exactly.
Right. You're always trying to figure out how much. Excellent. Okay, we have one more bit of the Gemara, and then we'll see cases. Son of Abonim. Son of Abonim.
Ain't
Shaman. You do not estimate Kavish and Kavim. One Kav and 60 Kav, you don't estimate. Nishan Ashpiach Mazik. So the Mazik will be losing, will be gaining. Le Kovish and Kavim. Nishan Pagan Mazik. So what does this mean exactly? I missed out, I apologize. Son of Abonim. I missed out. Ain't Shaman Kav. Ain't Shaman Kav. You know what, we can do this after, that's fine. And let Tesis does bring you out. Okay, let's see Tesis. So Tesis disagrees on Rashi. How many questions does Tesis have on Rashi? 3 questions. 5 questions on Rashi. Okay, 5 questions on Rashi. I'm number 3. You'll tell me the other 2.
Why two stages?
Oh, first of all, where's the Makoi for 2 stages? Right? Where's the Makoi for 2 stages? Come to Rashi. Yeah, okay, I was taking the wall. So let's go according to the order of tasers. Quite right. First of all, according to Rashi, Kamo Hoyso Yofe. That's the lesson then. Kamo Hoyso Yofe, Kamo Yofe. According to Rashi, if we're referring to a Beiso, the Beiso is masculine and should have said Kamo Hoyso Yofe, Kamo Yofe. That's the first question. The grammatical question. According to Rashi, we're talking about the land. The land is a male. Why, I don't know. The land is a male. Come hurry up and come hurry up. It's not referring to what they ate, but rather comes to what the land. When it comes to the land, you would say, based on the a male and never become a yoffa can wait to. That's the first question. Second question is, should I take this? Second question is, where's the Makoy? What's the Gemara's question, Makoy? Sheikh Ishamino. What's the Gemara's question? How do you work it out? He says, there's no need to have to work it out. Remember that question? We asked at the beginning of the Seder. That what's the Gemara's question? How do you work it out? It says in the Mishnah you work out. You take a base plane. You see how much the base plane is affected by the Aruga. And what Rashi said there means how do you work out what the value of the land is? How do you do the first stage? Since Seder says in Mishnah Peretz, where did Seder say something? Where's the Makoy to do this double stage? There's no such Makoy. How does the Gemara ask the question for someone which has no Makoy? So those are the two. You can ask three, have you asked me? Yeah, I know, but you can ask three questions so far, or two? So, I can ask two. If you can ask three, I can hear that. Then, Tasis has a third question. Three, I thought you can ask three. Okay, it's really a follow-up. Yeah, that's the first question was a grammatical question. The second question was that what's the Gemara's question? We know it's ready from the Mishnah. And if you're going to tell me that you have some new pshat in the Mishnah, what's the source, right? So, call that three. Third question is, or fourth question is, that according to Piskia said, Klach v'shishin krokin. Now how much in the Mishnah did the animal eat? An aruga, how much is an aruga?
Oh no.
Is it a saw, by the way?
No.
I'm very hungry.
It can't be a stop, because according to Rashi, the whole Shabbos figure was, you look at what it ate and see how much it affected a base stop. That means it was, come a hoisty, how much that base stop was worth. How much worth now because of what you did. So the passage is, it's less than a base stop. It's the patch that you did in this base stop. So he didn't need to stop. So why, according to Chizkia, does the Mishnah mention stop? Why does the Mishnah mention stop? Couldn't everyone else mention Saw because we have to work out how much the Saw was affected. But couldn't the Chizkia, what was Chizkia's opinion against Shah? Cut, right? Whatever he had, times it by 16, see how much you're affected. So that's half a Saw, so it's half a Saw. So why is the Mishnah mention a Saw Bechlot?
The thing wasn't
a Saw,
right?
Only because Chizkia. Mention, no. We don't know. Chase knew that question on Rashi. Chase is going to see at the Saw, but on Rashi didn't need to Saw. So come to the Rashi.
He just said it was poetic license for me to say whatever it is. Just
right,
it.
Well, whatever. That is the fourth question. And now...
The fourth question is only a question.
Yes. Only because of Chizkia. It's a question on Rashi, come to Chizkia. And the fifth question is a question that we haven't done in the Gemara yet. The Ochle Kav. What was that question? What was that question?
Well, he said as a question of the three opinions.
Yeah, I understand that. Where was it in the Gemara? That's what we... Yeah, that's where we got up to just now. Yeah, but where was it? There's a few Omas. Oh, we missed out on that. I knew that. We missed out on the Gemara. I knew we had to do this. Maisie, we missed out three lines in the Gemara. Thank you all for shouting out. Maisie! Maisie, offer a Kava Kabayim. Yes, a Kava Kabayim. He had the calf in command. How did he eat? One or two calves. Hey, no, I mean, Tishalim Zimeyem. You don't say Tishalim Zimeyem. Over here.
No more touch. Back up.
Hey, no, I mean, Tishalim Zimeyem. You don't say that you pay the value of the calf or the value of the kabayim. Rather, you look at the patch of land as if it's a small patch, and you work out the patch of land. That means you don't look at it as the produce itself, but rather as if it's part of a land. The land value, how much the land value went down. So the question is, my love is asmo, that the way you work out how much the land value went down by looking at this patch of land they're from, how much did that patch of land go down by? And it's a question on all the opinions, because both the Yisrael Chanina and No. Someone say what based on it.
I know, but
what's the question?
Why not?
Right.
Wouldn't side with anyone. Because even a Chizkid says you work out based on 60. Here we're saying you looked at it on its own. It adds up produce. Now, there's three ways how we can measure the produce, the price. Either how much the produce itself is worth, which the price thing, don't do that. Or the land value that holds that produce, how much that went down, which the price seems to be saying. Or, like we learned earlier, based on 60. Or, like the Mishnah, based on a base stock. Right? So, the Gemara understood this price that meant that you work out based on the land value of it. Right? My love Ve'atzen is a cast on who? That's on all the opinions. And the Gemara knows it's going to be based on Shishim and Shilai. Whose opinion? Ron, whose opinion is this? Who says that you work out based on 60?
Everyone. But 60
was the same. Chizkiya says you look at the whatever it damaged and you base on 60. According to Rabbi Anai and according to Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, you don't look at what it damaged times it by 60. So you look at it, a base saw, and how much it's affected, a base saw, how much it affected a Tarkovishium base saw. That's according to Shabbat Machanina and Rabbiana. According to Chizkia, you base it on whatever it is, based on 60. Now, who's this price going like?
The price is the question on all three.
But the Gemara answered lo yibishishin.
And what's that answer?
How old are you correct?
Rashi says.
Yossi, I stand up for you. Quite right. I missed that, Rashi. Quite right. Yossi, 100% right. Have a Daniel Emmet. Says Rashi, my love, the house of Kassar Kulu, Lohi Vishishim, the Kol Chad Kid is a. Matim, if you all the opinions. Reish Vachanina, if you're not asking, why? Because Reish Vachanina would say, you work out 60 stars or so. To 60 stop, and we have half a stop to 30 stop, and Chizkia, whatever. Quite right, I was thinking of Chizkia.
That's so, my love,
you say
as well. That's
what the Rashi
is.
Yeah. Love Chizkia? Yeah. The
Chokhab, Kid Isri.
Because if we say it doesn't mean a bit, and it means only look at the produce itself, now we are also drawing Mishnah. So what's the mean?
my love is me asma. Whoever was asking was saying, doesn't it mean that we look at it as a bit se'ah, bifnei asma, and not doing a further calculation of 60? Because we don't want it to have a fear between this Gemara, this Raita, and the Mishnah.
Why didn't the Raita speak out?
The question is definitely not asking on our Mishnah.
Why didn't, definitely. What's the fifth question on Tesis? Fifth question on Tesis is, according to Rashi, why is this question a question on those three opinions? It's a question on the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah says you don't do it on its own, you do it based on a base star, and here we thought it's going on its own. My love now, so Tesis asked this question on Rashi. But the Mishnah, instead of asking this question from the three opinions, asking on the Mishnah itself. So this, your question, which you'll find first, was Tesis' fifth question. Okay, so those are the five questions of Tesis. So now, because of these questions of Tesis, Tesis is going to say a different pshat. That pshat is not that it's et up an aruga in a besor, and we work out how much a besor was worth. Rather, it ate a besor. It et a besor. And what you do is, you work out how much damage, assess the damage of one besor is 60 besor. That's what the assessment is. One assessment of a besor in 60. That's the assessment. Now, what happens if only at half a besor?
Same thing.
What do you mean, same thing? Divided by 2. If it adds,
after the 60, find out what that's worth cutting half.
Not how much, how much damage it did to 60. So if you have a field of 60,
yes.
And adds, how much damage would it be if I have a damage of 60? And you work out how much damage a besor would affect a star, a 60 star, how much it would affect it, and then you work out how much it actually adds.
If it's half, it would be half of what you just did.
Right? You're following? You take a base of 60 saw and you ask, if an animal would have eaten one saw, how much would that pull down the value of 60 saw? How much would that be? Now that I know that, I now look at what the animal actually did eat. According to Rashi or Tesis?
No, Rashi. No. No.
No.
We talked about this, how much damage it did to that saw.
Yeah. Now we're not saying how much damage it did to the saw. Now we're saying how much is one saw's damage to 60 saw. Right? And then, once I know how much damage one saw is to 60 saw, then I can work out how much it actually damaged and divide by 2 or times it by 2, it doesn't make a difference.
You're not taking the value of the saw.
Right. The damage of a big field.
That would be a small amount.
Very good. Excellent. Much more. That's Tesis. Those are the two opinions. Rashi tells me I have to work out the market value of one saw, and then you look at the damage that happened in that one saw. Tesis says, no, you look at the damage of one saw to 60 saw, and now however much you damage, that's how much you'll be paying based on that. Right? Very similar to Chis, yeah. So that's Rabbi Zvachanina. Along comes Rabbi Yannai, and says you don't work out the damage based on that, but rather a talkov in 60 talkov, that's how much would it affect the price of 60 talkov if it adds up one talkov, and then once I know how much that a talkov damage, not much as well, how much damage a talkov caused to a field. It doesn't. No. How much is damage affected a field of 60? 60 talkov. Then you work out however much it adds based on that, and you times it. Of the damage, not the value of the land.
It was never the value of the land.
Definitely not the value of the land. It's not going to no. A damage, we spoke about this before, a damage on a large area is not, if I work out how much damage that affects, how much the value of the, how much the damage is not going to be considered the value of the land. Any stress on it. If you have a car and somebody smashed the front light, right hand indicator light, whatever you call it in your end of the world, and the value of your car has gone down minimally. So that's not the value of that indicator light, it's much more. So Panizikin, the damage done, that's the bad damage, and therefore if he has half a star, then that would be the value. It would be also be worked out equipment. That is the two opinions, the Bezachanin and the Yanite. And the third opinion was Chizkiah. Chizkiah says that no, he had a star, he today's a simple one working out. One saw in 60 saw, how much damage that pulled down the price, that's how much you pay. If it had two saw, if it went two saw, you take a field of 120, and you see how much it went down in value. If you had three saw, 180. It's a varied. There's no fixed base rate that we're going to be working in. It varies depending on what it is. That's how much we estimate. That's how much we
estimate.
It could be. It could work out that way. You have to know.
So what you just said before, where it's the value of the produce, where we had Eichin Shimon, one of the views of the silver system, and then it says, when the Yanai is back with the system, he said that both those are the value of the produce.
The value of damage done by this, yeah. 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 So, how's places on that place is Mahala. Yeah, again, Tracy learns there's one stage, one assessment. How much is a saw or a tower curve pull down the value of 60 saw, 60 tower curves? And once you know that, then we can plug it into what you actually ate. But there's one assessment. The assessment is, this is calculation, which the parents told us yesterday. One assessment, how much does one saw affect a field of 60? How much does one tower curve affect a field of 60 target. And according to Chizkiah, how much is whatever it affect the field of 60 times that amount? That's the mahalach, the three mahalach. So has that answered all the five questions of Tosfos? Who wants to give a bash? The first question of Tosfos was, why did they come a hoysa yofa? Why did they in feminine? Should they come a hoya yofa? Because now we're talking about the produce bed. Right? Or sodah. Right, sodah. Miram said that. I think Miram said what you're saying. That here we're not talking about in a base saw, but rather we're talking about a field that it ate. Come on, the bigger field that was in, which is the field. A saw there is a lotion of masculine, of feminine. Right, come on, hoy saw, that big field. How much was the big field worth before, and how much it's worth now? Right. Second question of Jesus was. Second question of thesis. Right. The Mishnah told us. The Mishnah says the second question of thesis was on Rashi that what's the Gemara's question? Hey, chishai minon. How do you estimate it? The Mishnah says you work out the base saw. How much was the base saw worth before, and how much is worth now? It said already.
No, we've got two values, two opinions.
So what was the Gemara's question though? I mean, the Mishnah said that the answer is, you'll cut the answer very quickly. The answer is, according to Rashi, the question was how much, it didn't need a whole base saw. So the question was, how much did the base saw get affected? According to Tosfos, it ate the base saw. So Mishnah said you work out the base saw based on something else. So it didn't say based on what. So that the Gemara's got to speak out, what's it based on?
Is there a question on the
re? The re? I might read that after that. I just want to get clear first of all. No, Kosha Louis means the re-ask the question. And the third question was, where's the two stages? The answer is there are no two stages. And the last question was that why is the Gemara asking on these three opinions on the mission itself? Because What's the again? What's the one thing? Why chidgim and saw? Because that's what it adds. It adds to saw. That's why they mentioned saw. And the last question was, why did it say expressing all three opinions of what's the busy and here? My love with me asmo, Levi Shishim has answered it.
You're not doing evaluation. You're not doing a 160 now. Just according to that price, you're just doing a straight evaluation of the damage. You're not putting it into a
business. Yeah, why is not a question on the Mishnah?
The Mishnah didn't say to put it into a bigger field.
It's just the Achaz.
It says that I'm encrypted.
So maybe they're
doing the same thing. Putting look at the produce like it's in a Ruga Katana.
It says though it's the solid.
Maybe it's Yosef that you could be part of the mission to take the produce today and pretend it's in a Ruga Katana. Maybe that's called the outcome.
I'm not sure. I have to try and remember that one.
That's because the Baisa was meant for the throne. Remember, he said, "Mishaim."
Okay, let's see it now inside, and we'll see if I can work it out as we go along. That question, I don't remember how he answered this. Fine, let's see inside. So,
then it comes in on this week. It's very fast.
I want to see the Vanilla Paris, from Vanilla Paris by the Aleph and Tesis. Vanilla Paris. Vanilla Paris by the Aleph and Tesis. Of course you have an Aleph and Tesis. Everyone's got an Aleph and Tesis.
Happy Pussy Avril.
That's a good idea.
Pussy Avril, what's that?
I'm not sure what we're saying.
By the elephant says, Vanilla Paris. Vanilla Farish, the Tesis, Vanilla Farish, the Shomim be so declining. The Shomim be so declining. That Shomim be so, that's why it says, the be so, Hainu be so, Nechal. The be so that eaten, he entered be so, Shomim be so there, you estimate the base in that field. Because it's only safer than most of the Shimon, like it's similar to the end of the words of Rav Shimon, where it says, Tony Sefer, like the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Mills of the Rav Shimon, in the words of Rav Shimon, it says, in Sa'ar, in the sign, which is referring to the amount is etched. So it says, when it says Shomim Beisar, it means the amount is etched. Fish Shalai Pish Mishnah Seinu. Right. Vanir Lafarish, by the Aleph again. Vanir Lafarish, Tesis is going to now explain like this. It seems you can explain like this. The Shomim Beisar, Tiktoni, the words Shomim Beisar that it states in the Mishnah, Hainu, that's referring to Beisar HaNechal, the Beisar that is eaten. Not Beisar that's the bigger field, the Beisar of that's eaten. It is a Beisar. HaNechal, that's eaten. Come to Rashi, Beisar was, it wasn't eaten the Beisar, it's an Aruga, and you work out based on the Beisar. Come to Rashi, Beisar, when it says Beisar, the Mishnah is referring to the quantity eaten. Yes. Mostly in seconds. So, and the fee Shomin, you estimate it. But it's just all that based on the bigger field. Big Tony Sefer, we don't know yet. The Gemara is going to ask. He means that the amount he eats, you estimate it based on the field, the big field around. It's a base saw, and that base saw is part of a big field. So you work out the amount of price and that base saw pull down from the value of the bigger field.
You have a field of 10 bits.
Okay, let's see. The Gemara's going to ask. The Gemara's going to say, so how do you work out? All it just says is, but it's the sort that you work out the amount that he has based on a big field.
Okay.
We don't know how much that big field is yet.
Mm-hmm.
Shiviksah, how does Tosfos know that Bezdel is referring to what they ate? The Koni Sefer, just like in the end of the Mishnah, states the milk of Reb Shimon, and the words of Reb Shimon, it says Imshal Saw, Imshal Saying Sasayim. There it says the word Saw, Sasayim, and that's referring to the amount of produce they ate. If it ate a Saw, if it ate Sasayim, so when we mentioned before, Bezdel, it's also referring to the amount that it ate, not the big fields. But the feature like Pish Mishnah saying, and since in the Mishnah it didn't explain what they're based on, it says you work out based on a big field, it doesn't say but rather that you base it on oyster soder, which you don't know what the word oyster soder means. Since in the Mishnah didn't explain, the Mishnah didn't explain based on what you evaluate it, but rather all it said is sheba oyster soder shaminesa. Those are the words of the Mishnah. Sheba oyster soder shaminesa. You estimate it based on that field. We don't know what that field means. If I speak of my asking, Margot to explain, how do we estimate it? What is the basis? What is the estimation? I'm a parish of Beis Yechanina. Beis Yechanina said you do 8 saw, but shishim sawim. 1 saw and 60 saw. Pain och lapachos. Doesn't make a difference how much it actually adds, for the valuation is 1 saw in 60 saw. A damage of 1 saw to a field of 60 saw, that is the estimation, the setting. Pain och lapachos. Whether yet less than that, Pain och lapachos. Whether yet more than that, the oilam shomin saw b'shishin. The estimation, the assessment of damages is based on a saw in 16. And then you make a simple calculation to work out how much, in fact, you'll have to pay. That is the opinion of Rabbi Tzvachanina. Chizki Oma. Tosfos now skips to a third opinion. Chizki Oma. No. Not an assessment of a saw in 60 saw and then a calculation afterwards. Rather, klach b'shishim klachim is one klach in 60 klach. Because we'll see in a minute. These are the two contrasts. Klach b'shishim klachim, one klach in 60 klach. Keloima le'olam masha ochla b'shishim shirin k'maisan. The assessment of damages is always equivalent to what he has. These are the two, right? The difference between Rebbe Zachanina and Chizkia. From the Rebbe Zachanina, if it actually essence saw, then the assessment of the saw is 60 saw, and that's how much you pay. If it adds half the saw, the assessment is the same assessment. If the saw is 60 saw, they just divide it by 2. If it adds 2 saw, the assessment is the same assessment. It's a saw in 60 saw, and it times it by 2. The assessment is always a saw in 60 saw. And the assessment depends on how much it adds. If it adds a saw, then it'll be the same as the original Canino. If it adds 2 saw, then it'll be 2 saw in 120 saw. If it adds half a saw, it'll be half a saw in 30 saw. According to Chizkia, the assessment is always dependent on how much it adds.
Makes sense that
everyone would even go with it.
Makes sense that everyone could go with it.
I'm locking it with anyone.
No, it's a small amount. 2 socks. You can bring it back every day. 2 socks a day. It's minimal on one day. It didn't even affect you when you do it down 60, it didn't affect. I'll come back every day and see my little man. No, if you're going to multiply 60, it's minimal, but you got to pay something.
Right, okay. One saw in 60, that is the baseline for damages. If that's two, then times it. has to be an interpretive. It's not going to be the same as Christian. That's why I said to put the two opinions here together. Because the Mikra is the Eter Sol. The Mikra, Bereshit Hanina, and Christian are the same opinion. If Eter Sol, they're the same opinion. If Eter Sol, so what's the difference between the two? That's the benchmark. One sign, 60 star, that's the benchmark. And then you time the device. The Kunta Chizkia, it seems to happen to each star, that's why we did a sign, 60 star. If that happened to each two star, we wouldn't have done it like that. That's the difference between these two opinions.
It's a moment scale, right?
Are the backbenchers happy with this? If it's half a saw, how do we work out the damages? What you do is you take one saw and say how much, what would have been the difference to a field of 60 if an animal ate one saw? So yesterday we came up with numbers, but let's say it's $500. But yeah, then you have half a saw. So you only pay 2 pence. Right? According to Chizkia, that wouldn't have been Macheshvan. Macheshvan is not 1 times 60 divided by 2, but simply half a sign in 30 stock. How much would that have affected the price? It might have been less. Right? It's very simple, like they've got an amount written in Beitin, right, of how much sign 60 sign is, effect, and then you just fill in your details. How much you add, that's how much you pay. I'll tell you. Come to Chizkia, every time it happens, you have to make a new assessment. You have to say, one sign, 1 in 62, 5 in 20, 3, 180, and Vahala. Right. Okay. And now, what's Rebiana? I say, Rebiana. Rebiana email. Rebiana says, Tarkiv, Vishishin Tarkiv. The assessment is not. The Rebiana is very similar to Rebiana to Rechanina. It's not like his scale. It's not a moving scale as Zev is calling it. It's not a moving scale. It's a fixed scale. It's not a sign 60 star, but rather a Tarkiv in 60 Tarkiv. Right, and beyond that, Tarkiv is Shishin. Tarkiv him again. Of being off rapakos, being a chayyis, a mishnah and fiyachesvan. The benchmark is a Tarkiv in 60 Tarkiv. That's the benchmark. And now you work out how much it actually is. If it's a star, you times it by 2. If yes, less than Tarkiv, you divide it by whatever it is. So it says that the Bianai must be a chayis and mazik. Because the mazik gains by doing it this way round. The kirachas takiv in the kares v'shishim soim. Half a saw, dino a takiv, isn't so recognizable in a field of 30 saw. I mean, although the proportions are exactly the same, one saw in 60, half a saw in 30, it's exactly the same proportion, but it's smaller amount and therefore it's not recognizable for that. To the Omer Papa, how do I know that it's not so recognizable?
It's not so noticeable in 30 as it is in 60.
One saw, a bigger patch, is more recognizable than half a saw, because it's a smaller patch. Right, even though it's a bigger field, and therefore, seeing the person doesn't look like, if a person, I guess, if it would be like a rachfan, a drone, up in the sky, maybe it wouldn't make a difference, just depends how far up you are. But the person's walking around the field, and if it could be a smaller field, if he sees a big patch, or he sees a small patch, that's what's going to be affecting him more. Although the field's very big, but he sees a big patch, it's going to be affecting him more. How do I know that seeing a big patch affects it more? Kedama Papa, like your Papa said in the Gemara, the ain't something koi, b'shishim koi. You don't work out one koi in 60 koi, they should pay him mazik, because the mazik is going to have to pay more. Why? Even though it's also in the proportion of 1 to 60, but a koi is a massive amount of 273 amas by 273 amas. It's a massive amount. Although the field is much, much bigger than that, but I see this big full patch, and it's going to affect the price much more. Hello. Sorry, I missed that. Major Pagan Mazik. Vaf, I got big Tony Maskizen. Based on, okay, this is our new question. So that's the Psalm Chasis. Vaf, I got big Tony Maskizen. Based on, even though we mentioned based on, and a country of Yanai, why did they talk about based on? Kuntachiski, why did they talk about based on? Because that's not the S. A country of Yanai, why did they talk about based on? Loyal is Shuri. Not saying, it doesn't mean to say that that's how you work out the damages. Same as Shambhai Kral. And the Batakim is showing. You don't work out based on a base star. They're all on a Batakim. So why does it say base star? Again, because that's how much it actually is. That's why. Simply that's how much it is. Asgam Divri Tesis. That was Tesis Mahala. As you said, we answered all the questions with the last one. I'm not sure I did. You're asking a question. You're asking a question. Something comes. So we answered, definitely answered four of the questions, and the fifth one we'll have to work out how we answer it. Consultation is one assessment. We work out the assessment based on either one saw in 60, half a saw in 30, or whatever damage based on 60 times that amount. Right. So the last part of Tesis is saying that Avadi didn't eat the whole base saw. It's a huge amount. It doesn't mean it didn't eat the whole base saw, but rather it's a saw. That's how much it is. The fact that we use the base saw is just irrelevant. It doesn't mean the base saw, it just means the saw of fruit. That's what it means. Because for an animal to eat the base saw of produce is an incredible amount which doesn't make any sense. Yeah, this is a mile in Rashi's chat. Kunta Rashi, when the Mishnah says base saw, it means to feel the base saw. So working out the value of this base saw, how much it got affected by the price. The Gunther says, we're not working out the value of the base saw, how much it affected by the price, rather, working out how much the eating of a base saw or a saw affected a bigger field of 60. So Gunther says, stabi at a base saw. So we have to change and say the word base doesn't mean base, it just means saw. And sometimes the Gunther we find that we use the word base even though it's not a base. Right? Even though it's just the produce itself. It'll be the land that holds a saw, not a base saw, a land that holds a saw of produce, how much that land value got pulled down because of, if it's part of a big field, right, which is much less. Nearly, the chimisharin, the ma'abitak, the ma'abitsaw, love the base saw, zera comma, savinun al nun. Not 50 amas, 50 amas, the indoima. It's not mistaba, shedibu mishtasinu b'zeh. That Mishnah should be referring to such a thing. To b'neim ha'chatai, we're talking about one animal. Who must be ha'chatai called here? How could he eat so much? Elo b'saw peris gama. We're referring to a saw of peris. The Mishnah. Now we estimate a saw of peris, k'diktoni, im saw a saw. Like the end of the Mishnah said, im saw a saw. So here also we're referring to a saw. And it's my alosim b'saw. So also, it says Beisar, the economist, he said, the loss in Beisar, it says in the Mishnah, it says Beisar. The reason why it's in Beisar is the Kimin of Seris, Mechubarim, the Kalka, since they're connected to the ground, Shap Elikris, the saw, Peris, Hanechel, we can refer to a saw of eaten fruit, a Beisar. Right. But the Pachle Gemara Braisa, that was the Gemara asked. Now, this is a question on this. The Gemara asked, which we didn't learn this price yet together. So, okay, it will stop here in Tesis. It will stop in Tesis. But that's the Tumahalkim of Tesis. Tumahalkim of Tesis are of Rashi and Tesis. From Rashi, you work out two assessments, how much a base star is worth, and then how much damage happened to that base star. And according to Tesis, one assessment, how much damage was done to 60 star. One star, 60 star, half a star, 30 star, or Tlachim, Sishim, Kvachim.
After the Riyad at the end, they were talking about a saw and a base star.
Right.
Does that change?
No, same set of faces, just when working out the damages, it's not how much a base star gets affected by, how much a 60 star gets affected by base star, but rather by how much 60 star gets affected by produce, a land that contains one star of produce.
So we just shrunk our land evaluation down by a lot.
Right, down by a lot. So, okay, we're going to have to stop here. Keep going with Hazar, we have to share.